This is Memorial Weekend. A time in our nation we recognize our many soldiers that their lives have been taken as they served our country to defend us as a nation of people. Something serious to think about. People died so we could have this opportunity here. If we didn't have armed forces, we wouldn't even have a nation. We'd be enslaved or destroyed. We can thank God for Old Glory, for what it represents. I served in the service. I went in when I was rather young, too. But I thought about the many that have died 18, 19, 20 years old by the thousands, by the millions, as they defend our country. Just reaching manhood, and then they would lose their lives. Our freedom is precious, isn't it, folks? Amen. So, a little while, I want to talk about remembering our soldiers. Greater love hath no man than this, that a man lay down his life for his friends, Jesus said in John 15 and 13. What great love people have had for this country. They would go to defend it with their very last breath. Memorial Day is a federal holiday in this United States for remembering and honoring people who have died while serving in our United States Armed Forces. This holiday is currently observed every year on the last Monday of May. That will be tomorrow. How would you like to live in North Korea, where the people are enslaved and are starving? It's so bad in North Korea, we can't even really find out how bad it is. It's so tight over there. How would you like to live under the rule of a tyrant who's godless, like the leader of North Korea and many others in other countries? When people are just objects for their purposes. Many people do today. Millions of people live under such circumstances. It's pitiful, isn't it? Do y'all understand what Jesus Christ has did for y'all? Yes, sir. He's give us a free country. Yes, sir. I don't care who it is, or what they think or say. The reason we have the freedom we have today is because of Jesus Christ and Jesus Christ alone, who men and women believed his gospel and established this nation upon the principles of this book, and it's in all of our documents. Sadly, we're getting away from this book in this country. It's unwanted. The Democrats have now taken out swearing to God in their oaths. They don't want that anymore in their party. You know what that means? It means this nation's going down further. We wonder why all the trouble that's in our country today, because this book has been rejected and the gospel by too many people. You can't live without God and get by. Amen. Payday, someday. Dr. R.G. Lee preached. There's no freedom in many countries today. No liberty. That's why everybody's trying to come over here. Because their lives are miserable where they're at. I was blessed to live in the best time of America back in the 40s and the 50s and the 60s growing up. Boy, what a time the 50s were. From a human perspective, we need more than just armed forces, though. We must have a government with a constitution and bill of rights that protect the people from a dictatorial type of government. That's why we have a republic today. Today we're remembering all those who died to protect this country from our enemies. Wonder how many soldiers, when they died, went to heaven. You know, in the early days and even in World War II, I don't know how it is now, they didn't give me one when I was in. Excuse me. They used to give soldiers a little New Testament years and years ago. We've become so anti-God now that they don't do stuff like that no more. I'm afraid too many people never pause to think of the sacrifice that's being made and being made today. There's soldiers on guard and on station today so we can be here in peace. They'd love to be home with families. They'd love to be on beaches too, wouldn't they? They'd like to be barbecuing too. A lot of them are on duty today. For me. For you. Praise God. Praise God. Without the death of the soldier, we would have no freedom and liberty. The graves in many countries hold the bodies of our soldiers who died there, even today. Young men and women whose lives were cut short, and their hopes and their dreams. You remember when you were a teenager and you had dreams and hopes and plans? To some degree, you've been able to experience it. But these soldiers, many of them never did. Think of moms and dads who lost sons and daughters. Think of husbands and wives that lost a mate. For me. For you. This is the cost of freedom, brothers and sisters. It's the cost of freedom. This didn't happen. This is not just given as such. It was a price paid. There's a price paid. Paid with blood. Today the beaches and the pleasure resorts and family outings will be taking place as people have fun and enjoy this Memorial Day weekend. Well, that's fine. No harm in that. But at least we ought to pause and think about why I can have fun this weekend. Somebody made it possible for me. Except for the grace of God, you could have been one of them. Did you know that? You could have been one called to duty. How many will give any thought to who made it possible for them to go at the beach? We're enjoying this day because a soldier died. People came to this country to have a place of liberty and freedom many years ago. It was their dream because they were living where life was miserable. But they've had to fight and die from the beginning since they got here. The Revolutionary War, the Spanish-American War, the Civil War, World War I and II, the Korean War, Vietnam War, Iraq, and many, many other skirmishes and wars. We get out of one war and there's another one somewhere. I'm told there's 40 places right now in the world they're fighting. It's going on all the time, at least 35 to 40 skirmishes or wars amongst nations and peoples. Why is this like this? The heart of man is sick with sin. It's a heart problem among all people everywhere. That's why Jesus Christ came into the world, to give us peace with God. And so we could live with peace among men. But he's not wanting but the masses of people today, is he? He makes their life inconvenience for them. They want to live the way they want to live. Here's some important thoughts to think about. No duty is more urgent than that of returning thanks to the living God. Thank God. Thank God. And you know, a lot of people won't even thank God for their food when they sit down. Thank God for our country, folks. Thank God. I got to live in America. By the grace of God. Why was I born here? I could have been born over yonder. Thank God for His grace on me. For His grace on me. May we never forget freedom isn't free. Listen to me carefully. A hero is someone who has given his or her life to something bigger than oneself. Let's be real today. Listen to me. A sports figure or a movie star is not a hero, folks. They're often labeled as a hero. They're not heroes. The brave never die, though they sleep in dust. Their courage nerves 1,000 living men. Soldiers die, encourage others because of their bravery. President Kennedy quoted someone else this quote, "My fellow Americans, ask not what your country can do for you. Ask what you can do for your country." We're being invaded now from people coming across our borders wanting what we've got. And many of them are living better than some of us now. Government handout. I'm sick of it. Lieutenant Colonel John McCrae, in 1872 through 1918 he lived, wrote this. He was a medical doctor in the Army. In Flounders Field, referring to the graveyards in Belgium. In Flounders Field, where the poppies blow, between the crosses row on row, that mark our place and in the sky, the larks still bravely sing and fly, scarce heard amidst the guns below. We are the dead. Short days ago, we lived, felt dawn, saw sunset's glow, loved and were loved, and now we lie in Flanders Field. Take up our quarrel with the foe. To you from falling hands we throw the torch. Be yours to hold it high. If you break faith with us who die, we will not sleep though poppies grow in Flanders Field. Our Arlington National Cemetery has 624 acres. That's a pretty good tract of land. Of crosses telling us why we are free. In 1915, a Georgia teacher and volunteer war worker named Monica Michael began a campaign to make the poppy a symbol of tribute to veterans and for keeping the faith with all who died. The sale of poppies has supported the work of the veterans of foreign wars. I don't recall seeing that going on lately. I don't know where any of you have or not, but I used to see that quite often, selling poppies. In 2000, Congress established a national monument of remembrance, which asked Americans to pause for 1 minute at 3 p.m. tomorrow in an act of national unity. The time was chosen because 3 p.m. is the time when most Americans are enjoying their freedom on the national holiday. Try to remember that tomorrow, 3 o'clock. Freedom is never more than one generation from extinction. Think about that one. We didn't pass it to our children in the bloodstream. It must be fought for, protected, and handed on for them to do the same, Ronald Reagan has said. Franklin Roosevelt quoted, "Those who have long enjoyed such privilege as we enjoy forget in time that men have died to win them." Adlai Stevens, "Patriotism is not short, frenzied, outburst of emotion, but the tranquil and steady dedication of a lifetime." Some people live an entire lifetime and wonder if they have ever made a difference in the world. A veteran does not have that problem. Ronald Reagan. Our flag does not fly because the wind moves it. It flies with the last breath of each soldier who died protecting it. Unknown who said that. For love of country, they accepted death, thus resolved all doubts and made immortal their patriotism and their virtue, James A. Garfield stated. This nation will remain the land of the free only as long as it is the home of the brave. Elmer Davis. tonight, listen to me, when you go to bed, say a prayer that God watch over those who watch over us and thank them for their sacrifices on and off the field, the battlefield. Pray that they have a peaceful night and will be home soon with their families who also share their burden. Without them, we will not have this moment. So think about what the soldiers has did for us. But let's go one other step as we close for today. The Son of God came and laid down his life too. And he laid down his life freely also. He saw our helpless condition. He saw we couldn't help ourselves. He saw we were dead in our sin. And he came to rescue us. And he volunteered to die upon a cross. And he said that whoever would believe in him would have everlasting life. Think of that, folks. This old body we live in is just a house. You're just living in a body of flesh. The moment your old heart quits pumping, you will exit that body and you'll go out into eternity, either to be with God or to be forever separated from God by your own choice. May I say that again? By your own choice. You can trust Christ as your Savior because you're a sinner and be saved and live forever in an eternal paradise. Or you can live like you want to live and die and go to hell. It's up to you. There's no alternative. What have you chosen to do? The love of God was so great for you. For you! Jesus came and died to save you. Love him. Serve him. Share him. Enjoy him. And let us live for the Lord. Look for the Lord. He is coming. And he could come at any moment because of the condition of this world and because the Bible doesn't say anything else has got to happen prophetically before he does come. Loving God, thank you for this day. Thank you for our soldiers. Thank you, Lord, for men and women who are willing to go and defend this precious land that you've given to us. Lord, we are so blessed among peoples, and we know it's the gospel of Jesus Christ. You've used this nation to spread the gospel throughout the world. But, oh God, we need the gospel here so much now, even among ourselves, because so many have rejected it, oh God. We pray for a spiritual awakening in our great nation, Lord. Pray for our leaders, Lord, that have lost their way, Lord. Pray that they would hear the gospel, which is the power of God unto salvation unto them that believe. Bless, Lord God. Have your way in every heart, every life. Bless our visitors that came today, Lord. Thank you for them and each one. And we'll love you in Jesus' name. Amen and amen. May God bless and speak to hearts today. The Lord spoke unto you today. Maybe you'd like to come to the altar and just pray for our soldiers today, folks. Wouldn't that be nice if we could all just come to the altar this morning and thank the Lord for our soldiers that's defending us, those that have defended us and lost their lives? How blessed we are. How blessed we are.